from San Diego.
My name is John. I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to welcome all the newcomers and first-timers and out-of-towners. I'd like to welcome all the people sitting in the back. That's where I like to sit. I'd also like to thank Larry for asking Jamie to speak, who told me I was going to be the 10. That was very nice. My sobriety date is 10/23/2008. I'll be, God willing, I'll come up on 9 years here shortly. My sponsor is John B., and he has a sponsor. I have sponsees. I have worked the 12 steps multiple times, and I believe that I am sober by the grace of God. A little bit about myself. I grew up in a perfectly normal home, Pentecostal church, very religious, very strict, and when I was a sophomore in high school, I found out that my dad had been cheating on my mom for 25 years of their marriage. And naturally, I turned my back on God, on organized religion, and wanted absolutely nothing to do with that organization at all. And so, naturally, I thought that if my dad had been telling me that things like premarital sex and smoking and drinking and cussing were all wrong, that I needed to try those things right away. And so, I sought out to do that. And I had a really great time. I remember that for most of my life, I never felt like I fit in. I didn't feel like I even fit into my own family. And I often questioned whether I might have been adopted. Maybe I had like a different father somehow. And I just didn't think that I belonged at all. And but yet, whenever I took that first drink, I immediately felt like that I fit in. I immediately felt like my skin belonged on my body for once, for the first time in my life. I had that liquid courage. I could talk to girls, I could dance, which I still can't dance today, my life really felt great, and I remember that I could not wait until, that happened on a weekend, and I could not wait until the next time to drink again. You know, I'm asking all my friends at school, when are we drinking again, when are we drinking again, you know, obsessing about it, and I didn't understand what was happening inside of me, and fast forward throughout my drinking career, and it progressively got worse. I went from a weekend drinker to a daily drinker to just getting out of control every time I drank. I always drank more than I wanted to. There were times whenever I certainly said that I would be the designated driver, and I would go someplace, and I would have just two. And inevitably, what would end up happening was I would turn into a complete jerk. And I turned into such a jerk that nobody wanted to be around me, because I didn't understand what was happening inside of me. There was a physical allergy that was changing, taking over my body, and it was craving more alcohol. And so I did what anyone would do, and I became a jerk. And so when I became a jerk, that allowed us to all go home, or I got, you know, removed. And so from my responsibility as the DD. And so I got what I wanted. I was in the military, and had the opportunity to attend the SARP treatment two times. The first time I woke up after a blackout, and I was told when I was in treatment that I had a 0.46 BAC, and I was later informed that I'm supposed to be dead at 0.44, and so I thought that that was a good reason to stop drinking around people younger than me and start drinking at home, and because I wouldn't get in trouble, I wouldn't get caught. And so I became a home drinker or a garage drinker. I like to smoke cigarettes, drink beer, and watch ESPN in my garage all alone while my family was inside. And, at a very young age, I had this idea of what it meant to be successful, what it meant to be, to have arrived, so to speak. And I had always wanted to own my own business. And in 2005, I got out of the military and I opened my own business, and business was booming. I was thriving. I bought a house. I had the American dream. On the outside, I looked like I was successful. I looked like there were many people that probably wanted my life, but inside, I was completely bankrupt. I was completely broken, and I didn't understand why I had all these things, all these exterior things that I thought was helping me to to feel better about myself. All these things that I said that I needed to have to be successful, to be a professional, and I had everything, but yet I was still empty inside. I remember those two times whenever I went to the treatment with the military, and I remember that Alcoholics Anonymous was a possibility, but I just didn't have the humility and that little push that I needed to get there. And through a series of events, I ended up deciding that I was going to shut my business down, but the reality was I had ran it into the ground. And I decided I was going to go on a job interview, but I got drunk the night before, and so the morning I woke up, and I was completely still drunk, but I did what I'd done so many times before, jumped in the shower, threw my suit on, and went to the interview. And I held myself really well. I was reading the body language, and I knew for sure I was going to get the job. But whenever I stood up to shake the guy's hand, all of my pores must have opened up inside of my body, and alcohol just must have filled the room, the smell of alcohol. And his facial expression changed, and I knew I wasn't getting the job. And I got in my truck, and I prayed, and I said, you know, this was the first time I had ever really talked to God before. I'd done these foxhole prayers where, you know, God, if you please don't let me puke, I swear I'll quit drinking. And this time I said, God, I need help. I went home, and the person that I was living with at the time was looking up AA meetings on her laptop. And we went to a meeting that night, and, I was... Like as I said, I'm the type of guy that sits in the back, and I'm the type of guy that leaves the meeting right on time. As soon as it's over, I'm out. And I got hung up in the parking lot, and I was going to go home. And I got hung up in the parking lot, and I ended up talking with the speaker that night. You know, and this guy shared my story. He looked absolutely nothing like me, but he shared my story, and I knew that he had a solution, and he had drank like I did, and he had a way out. And I talked to him. He suggested I not leave without a sponsor. And I listened to it, you know. I listened to it. And that was what was different for me the first couple of times I came in here. I thought I had the answer, and I thought, just quit drinking and everything's going to get better. And that was not the case. I worked the steps, and I can tell you that I didn't do it. I did it to the best of my ability. I didn't do it perfectly. My life didn't get perfect right away. There was a lot of things that I did wrong, but I didn't drink. And I continued pressing on, and whenever the pain got great enough, I decided to look deeper. And that's why I've had the opportunity to work the steps a couple times. I've had quite a few different sponsors. I finally found one now that works. And what my life looks like today in 2 minutes, I had a deep resentment against my dad that I brought into here. I didn't talk to him for 14 years. And whenever my son was 12 years old, I realized that I had basically done to my son what my dad had done to me. And I told him, I said, I talked to my dad and I said, you know what, I need to make an amends to you. I made an amends to him. And I still to this day, I don't know what that relationship looks like. We still have a really hard time. But I'm continuing to press forward. I've made several other amends in my life. I had the opportunity to make amends to a guy that I went to high school with. And just recently I did my 20-year high school reunion. And I told him what I was, when I went to make amends to him, I told him what I was doing. And at the high school reunion, he came up to me and he said, hey, you still sober? And I said, yeah, I am. And he said, I got 6 months. And we never know. We never know when our story is going to touch somebody. I had an opportunity also to make amends to the military, and almost the same thing happened. The guy I went to go make amends to said, John, he said, I've been struggling with alcohol for a while. And, I was able to be there and listen to him and let him know that this thing does work. I never thought I was really going to, despite that dream of owning my own business, never thought I was going to amount to much of anything. I can tell you that today, in sobriety, I've got my bachelor's degree. I'm halfway through my graduate degree right now. And my life is completely different. I have a 19-year-old son that talks to me and calls me and asks me for advice. And that's just something that I didn't think it would ever happen. And certainly not something I would have asked my dad when I was 19. Thank you all for my life.